The Gospel Spotlight welcomes Corey Barksdale. Corey, how are you?
Hello, I'm well. I'm glad to be here. Glad to talk to you. How are you?
I am doing well myself.
Good, good, good.
Who is Corey Barksdale?
Oh, wow. Well, born and raised here in Chicago, Illinois. Young man on the south side of Chicago with a few different passions, but I thank God for my passion in music, which has really followed me throughout my life. Started early singing in choirs in my church and then moved on to Soul Children of Chicago under the direction of Walt Whitman. Sang with a few solo artists that I've done duets with and leading on projects. And now doing my own solo work of my own. And so just thank God for, allowing me to know and experience music the way that I have. And there are also passions for business and education. So when you ask that question, it's quite a bit to me. But I thank God for it all.
When you first decided to become this new solo artist,
mm-hmm.
how much pressure was that on you, Corey?
Oh, man, I'll tell it to you this way. To be honest, I really just wanted to be a songwriter. You know, I have as much passion for writing music as I do for singing it. And so I really just wanted to come out as a songwriter to the industry. But thank God for friends and family who pushed me and motivated me to do something else. So I would have to say it was a lot of pressure because a lot of people, you know, just from hearing me from time to time, expected me to be a solo artist. And that's honestly not what I wanted to do at first. So I definitely a lot of pressure, but it was pressure in a good way, you know.
What can we expect from the new project?
Oh, wow. A variety of sounds. I'll say that, you know, musically, I have interest in country music, soul music, not so much hip hop, but definitely easy listening music, you know, so it's really a wide range that anyone can listen to and enjoy. But even more than that, spiritually, I'm putting my faith on this project. I just have to say it that way. I'm learning day by day how much we need faith and how important it is. And so my faith is going to be shown and demonstrated for other people to pick it up and do the same. Praise, worship, self-love. I'm going to touch on a lot of different subjects. But again, a variety of sounds and going to hit heavy in those messages. Faith, praise, worship, and self-love.
There's a guy by the name of Jonathan McReynolds. Ever heard of him?
I have. That's my buddy, good friend of mine. Jonathan and I, we've known each other now for about, maybe 5 years now. We met in college, and I thank God for us connecting. It was really not us trying to do it, but we ran into each other at a rehearsal. And so he heard me, I heard him, and he invited me to co-write a song with him on his project. Then we recorded the song, and he put it on Life Music. The name of the song is Why, and from what I hear, it has blessed a lot of people. And so I just thank God for, you know, that connection, and even today, you know.
Who are you trying to reach, Corey?
Who am I trying to reach? I'm trying to reach people who, I'm trying to reach people who maybe their vision of God or their idea of God is smaller than what it should be. You know, so when I talk about faith, I'm talking about believing in a God that is big enough to create the sun, you know, big enough to create the moon and the stars, and really digging deep into that type of God. And then how do we translate that to our own lives? You know, if God can make the sun, the moon, and the stars, clearly he can do everything that we need him to do for our lives, you know? So that's who I'm trying to reach, people who are struggling in that area, because I'm so confident in that God. I'm so confident in the God that I serve that I feel as though if I can help other people reach that same level of confidence, it'll work, you know, work on their behalf.
Seems like you're everywhere, Corey, you know, from TVN, Word Network. How has this experience been for you?
I am trying my best to hold on to what God has shared with me And really, at the end of the day, I just want to share it with other people, you know? And so I honestly, even though the Word Network is awesome, PBN is awesome, I have a couple more TV and radio appearances that are coming in the near future. I thank God for it all. But really, I'm more excited about an opportunity to share what God has given me. You know, I'm not so much excited about the name or the popularity or the fame of it all. Those things are great. But at the end of the day, my heart is really into sharing this message, and that's in whatever platform I'm given.
You're irreplaceable.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about that.
So, you know, the passion that you hear me speaking with now, you know, the energy that you hear me speaking with now, it comes from a place of me knowing that I'm talking about the most important thing on the planet. You know, I'm singing about the most important thing on the planet. That's God. You know, we can talk about people putting in songs all day. You got songs about sex. You got songs about even love between a man and a woman. You got songs about murder even today, you know. And so we can discuss all of these things. They may interest us, but at the end of the day, what's more important than God? You know, that's a question that I would ask anybody. And so I discovered in my own personal life that I was giving attention to other things a lot more than I was giving to God. And when I kind of had that reality check, like, hold on, brother, you know, you can replace a car, you can replace a girlfriend, you can replace your home, all of that stuff, but you can't replace God. It made God so much more important to me. And so I put it in a song, and that's the one that you hear now. God is irreplaceable.